golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weeknd with John Potter. I wish I lived in the golden age. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back in the studio with us. And we're still continuing on this health binge we're on for the first hour. Rachel Hebert, OMD, that stands for Oriental Medical Doctor. She's been on here before. Hi, Rachel.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Rachel's all excited because she's taking her two kids to Disneyland tomorrow. They've never been there. I've been there. Rachel's been there. But she made all the arrangements. The kids are going to love it at Disneyland, but things have really changed there. You got to do a lot of time with your computer ahead of time because you were telling me you can't just walk up to the gate and go into the park anymore.
No, you have to make a reservation.
And reservation for where you're going to eat?
Yep.
But they're gonna love it. I mean, they don't have to deal with it, so they're just gonna have all the fun out at Disneyland. Well, that's super. Last time I was there was 1987.
Oh my goodness!
Back when Michael Jackson introduced the Captain EO thing, I don't think that's there anymore. But the old standbys still are. It's gonna be great, Rachel.
Yes.
Oh, you know that. All right. So, Oriental Medical Doctor, of course, people think acupuncture and things like that, but you wanted to bring up something that you treat about aging eyes.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, perfect. Get her on. I have aging eyes. And, you know, they say the eyes are the windows to the soul, but how often do we actually think about and appreciate our eyes, you know, even though they shape how we see the world? Many people don't give much thought to their eye health until age-related eye conditions start to develop. But I think regardless of your age, you can truly benefit from talking to a person who's made it their entire career to focus on your precious eyes. So tell us about that. What treatment can you offer for aging eyes, Rachel?
So there's a whole different form of acupuncture that works for treating degenerative eye diseases. And some of those include, you know, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, you know, and all the other lists of, you know, the eye diseases that can happen as people age. And when I first started, you know, introducing this treatment into my practice, people were concerned of, oh my gosh, are you going to needle my eyes? You know, and what I will say is there are no needles that go into the eyes. It's done on different parts of the body. And they found that this particular type of acupuncture actually increases the oxygenation into the eyes. So by using this different technique, it can help to slow down some of those eye diseases.
Well, it's all connected, right?
Yes.
And even if the needle goes in, where would it go if it's the eye?
On the hands and the feet.
Hands and the feet. And other parts of the body react to that, of course. How did this all begin for you? Now, you've been in town for years doing Oriental medicine.
Yes.
We have a couple of newcomers, but you, I think, have been here the longest. But how did this love of Oriental medicine, how did it happen to you? How did it begin for you?
I was introduced to acupuncture at a younger age. I'm actually a classically trained ballet dancer. So I had experienced acupuncture to be able to get back into the studio, you know, more quickly than I could have without receiving acupuncture.
And what sold you on it?
It's just a different form of medicine that I felt worked for me, you know, and then I saw results personally. I've had other family members see results with acupuncture prior to me getting into the profession, and it was just something that called to me.
And Oriental medicine isn't just needles.
No. So,
I mean, Derek is here. Derek's a huge believer in Oriental medicine. Herbs, especially, and that's how, by the way, is that not a PC term anymore, Oriental? Nobody says Oriental anymore.
Yeah, they've kind of changed it to herbal medicine.
Herbal medicine.
Yes.
Okay. So you believe in that?
Yes, there's herbal medicine. You know, we can do acupuncture. We can do cupping. You know, there's different things that we can do for each individual depending upon what your needs are.
So you're a believer in acupuncture because it worked on you.
Yes.
And it worked on all the patients that you deal with. Talk about cupping.
So cupping increases circulation into the body. You know, a lot of people have seen an increase in cupping just because more of the celebrities are using it. And you see those cup marks there. But they found that it increases circulation to help decrease pain and inflammation.
Oh, celebrities. Oh, wow. Okay. What is an appointment with you like? I mean, the very first appointment, is there a general consensus type of exam that you do?
Yeah, so that first initial visit's going to be roughly an hour and a half. You'll come into office, we'll kind of chat, figure out a game plan, and then after that, you'll get to have your acupuncture treatment.
Where's your office at?
My office is located in South Reno off of Kitsky Lane, 5595 Kitsky Lane, Suite 113, at the end of the second roundabout off Kitsky.
Oh, yes. Okay. So that's if you want to get on southbound 580, you take that. You're on Kitsky. You want to go southbound 580. You take it all the way to that roundabout.
Yes.
And fight with everybody to get on the highway. I know exactly where you are. But what is the type of patient who seeks you out? What is their most common issue to see you for treatment?
Oh, I have a very wide variety. It can range from pain. I also do treatments for infertility to help kind of promote there. You know, dermatological conditions, digestive issues, stress, anxiety. You know, I tailor it to whatever anybody needs.
And it's all word of mouth. Obviously, these treatments must work to some degree, because you don't really advertise. I had never seen an ad for you.
No, I don't really advertise.
So it's a word-of-mouth crowd the word gets around that, hey, something like this works. So this location you gave us by that roundabout, that's a new location?
Yeah.
Because you were somewhere else.
I was somewhere else previously, yeah.
Okay.
So this is my new office location.
And new treatments being offered. Is there anything new in Oriental medicine?
You know, just different kind of techniques.
Standby that's worked for centuries.
It has worked for so long, but sometimes there's different techniques, like the treatments that I'm doing for the degenerative eye diseases.
Yeah, okay, so these treatments for degenerative eye diseases, besides the needle,
mm-hmm.
what else would there be involved in this?
There's also some herbal supplements that can be used as well.
Like which ones?
Well, it would depend upon the eye condition that would be treated.
Yeah, there's a lot of different conditions for the eyes.
So, you know, some people like to combine it with the herbal supplements, and some are like, you know what, I'm just going to straight do the needles. So I always give everybody an option for what they're comfortable with.
You say aging eyes.
Yes.
Is this something that everybody who's aging has the same issue?
You know, it's more so if you're diagnosed with some of those degenerative eye diseases. Like a big one is the macular degeneration, which I got into because my dad was diagnosed with a rare form of macular. And they said, hey, there's basically nothing we can do to help you. You know, you're just going to slowly end up losing your vision. So I went down a rabbit hole and found something that could help him with his eyes, and that's how I got into this particular type of acupuncture.
What's your opinion of laser treatments?
You know, I can't say yes or no to either because that's not my field.
Top misconceptions people have about their eyes.
Oh, that's a good one. You know,
I'm doing an eye quiz.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just what I'm thinking here. People don't know enough about their body, and they probably have some misconceptions. Like, they're always going to work, right?
Right. And, you know, sometimes you go in, and then you get an eye exam, and you find out you have other things going on with your eyes, mm-hmm. and sometimes you want to find that alternative to try and help improve that vision.
You know, this came out today. Yes, it's clickbait, but I always fall for these. But it's from CNET.com, and they interviewed a group of optometrists and the American Optometric Association. I want your opinion on this. These six supplements are best for nurturing your eyes and vision. To keep your eyes in the best shape possible, you may want to consider these eye health boosting supplements. Real quick, Rachel, vitamins A, C, E, omega-3s like fish oil, zinc, and here's something my eye doctor recommended, this lutein and zeaxanthin, and these two are in those Ocuvite pills that he told me to get. Your thoughts?
Those are actually good for the eyes, and in some of the supplements that I would, you know, recommend do have some of those same ingredients.
What is the most popular treatment you offer in your office? Is it just you, by the way?
Yes, it's just me. Okay. I'm a solo practitioner, so when you come in, you get just see me.
You've done this for years and years. You are the primo oriental medical doctor, I would say. Okay, let's take calls. Folks, you have a question, 775-884-9910. Rachel Hebert, OMD, Oriental Medicine Doctor, a medical doctor, 5595 Kitsky Lane. How do you like those new digs there?
I do. I love my new office space there.
Man, I tell you, my financial guy, yes, I have a little money. My financial guy is in that office park.
Oh, really?
And it's like, and I feel like I'm in an episode of The Jetsons. You know, it's so, like, super cool. It's like the offices, they don't have, like, offices. They have, like, this big glassed-in fishbowl room, and everybody has little laptops. And it's space age. It's very cool. What's your office like?
Well, I have three treatment rooms. So everyone comes in and you get kind of your own treatment room there. And then you get to have a little AccuNap after we get needles in.
Does Oriental Medical Doctor include like massage work?
I don't do any massage.
Okay.
You know, I do like the cupping, or another technique is called gua sha, that, you know, to increase that circulation in the body.
So interesting. 775-884-9910. One more segment with Rachel Hebert, OMD, Oriental Medical Doctor, right here on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1019.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Back with Rachel Hebert in just a moment. First off, we're honored to have Mr. Jerry Evans in the Carson City studio to talk about the great results from the turkey drive. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John. And I think Derek's there, and good morning to your guest. Yeah, just a real quick kind of a wrap-up. I think the number 572, something like that, the High Five Turkey Drive, which we've done. As I was standing out there in 36-degree weather, the pin, actually, as I was keeping notes as to who was donating, we always give a shout-out and some recognition and some thank you on air to the businesses or the people that stop by and drop off either cash or turkeys or food or whatnot. And but the pin froze up twice on me during the day. So it's kind of a chilly day, but I've been doing this now for, I think, 20 years or so, last five at Nissan Carson City. And so we had a goal of 400. Last year we did something like 317. And I think if I'd stayed there till 6 or 7 at night, we'd have done even more, but we hit 572. And a special thanks goes to Chris Russell. He's the owner of Nissan Carson City, because that's 50% of that is him out of his own pocket. So he matches every donation. So, and I have a good friend Gary Gladwell comes in with $200. Well, that's $400. That's basically 20 turkeys. Mike Olson, trying to remember some of the, and forgive me for leaving out some of the others, but yeah, it's good to see friends stop by that I haven't seen in a year or longer and drop off money. So a good statement about the community for helping everybody out during the High Five Turkey Drive we do at the week before Thanksgiving every year. And God willing, as they say, I'll be there again next year.
Jerry, you were there in the cold from what, like 8 in the morning to how late?
It was basically 9 to 5, I think it was. 9 to 5. In fact, we wrapped it up at 4:45 because we hit our goal at 4, and then we said, okay, let's do 500 by 5.
Good
and
Lord.
There was a woman that drove in like 5 minutes before 5. There were a couple of people that said, hey, I just want to, we were at something like 488, and we had already surpassed 500. She said, I want to make sure you got your goal of 500.
That's so cool.
She had 12 turkeys. So
that's great. Yeah.
Really good for the community. Says a lot about Carson City and and Chris Russell in particular as well.
Bravo.
He matches every donation. So,
you said two things froze. What froze?
The pen. You know, you kind of keep track of that.
Oh, the
was
pen
that you write with, a writing instrument.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah. So you were out there freezing. I was in the toasty warm studio the whole day. I love it. Love it.
There's something wrong with this picture. I own the station. You work for me, and
he wants to renegotiate.
Begging
now.
For turkeys, yeah. Anyway, okay. Thank you to everybody, and thanks, John.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you soon.
That's an awesome report. Thank you, Jer. All right, Rachel Hebert, OMD. We were talking, you have an online pharmacy. Yeah.
So depending upon what each individual would need, I would put in that prescription. The pharmacy would then contact, whoever that individual is. You'd pay for it from them, and then it ships directly to you.
That's awesome. I would never think that Oriental Medicine had a one-stop shop for a website for. And do you have to have like a prescription to get these?
To get, yeah.
And you would write those?
Right. I would get whatever herbal formula would be needed for you with your particular.
Why do you need a prescription for herbs?
Well, just because we want to make sure it's the right herbal formula for you, depending upon what you have going on with your body, because there's so many different types of formulas.
And some of them are very powerful.
Correct.
You're right about that. Now, what about insurance companies? Are they friendly to Oriental Medicine?
They actually are, and they're starting to get more with insurance companies for, having that acupuncture benefit. But ultimately, it depends upon each individual's insurance policy for if they have that coverage with the benefit. And that's something that I can run a benefit check for to see what insurance benefit you may have. You can either call into my office and get that information in, or you can go to my website, rachelhebertomd.com, and there will be an insurance verification tab that you can fill out all your insurance information in, and we can run that benefit check.
Oh, that's easy. That's easier than making reservations at Disneyland, right? Right?
Yes.
Rachel's been griping about how what an ordeal it was to make. You can't just walk in the gate anymore. You literally cannot do it. You have to do these minute reservation. When are you going to eat? Where are you going to eat? Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Anyway, the good news is it's not as crowded as it was in the past because they raised all the rates, and they're getting some kickback from that, and their stock has been going down because a lot of people have cut back going to Disneyland. Anyway, RachelHebertomd.com. Let me spell your last name, Hebert. I didn't know you had a website. I would have looked it up and checked it out before I had you on here this morning. You make everything so easy dealing with the insurance companies. And also, the online pharmacy is on your website.
The online pharmacy is not on my website. It would just have to come through me to kind of figure out what it is that you would need.
But there's one particular online pharmacy?
Yeah, that's
that
the
you
one.
Use?
Yep, that's the one that I prefer. Yep.
Can you say what it is?
Nah, we'll just leave it.
Go through Rachel. Rachel Hebert, OMD, Oriental Medical Doctor. So many testimonials about how acupuncture works and cupping, and now a solution for aging eye conditions, age-related eye conditions.
Yes.
All right, Rachel. It's awesome to have you here. You said that people can call you to set things up. What's your phone number?
My phone number is 775-548-6949. Or you can also visit my website at rachelhebertomd.com. And you can fill out contact information there as well.
And your office is in the office complex by the roundabout at the end of Kitsky.
Yes.
5595 Kitsky Lane.
And that would be Suite 113.
All right. Have a great time at Disneyland.
All right. Thank you.
John Potter, live and local, 884-9910, our number. It's time we're going to take a break, a quick break, with Fox News and local news with Greg Neft, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1030.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter here, live and local until noon. You just heard on Fox News the latest. I guess this is the big story at the Capitol here this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Fox News, just gave us an update on that. And I saw this morning President Donald Trump this morning reacted to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's surprise resignation announcement, posting, quote, for some reason, primarily that I refuse to return her never-ending barrage of phone calls, Marjorie went bad. Trump once again called the Georgia Republican a traitor. And folks this morning were probably thinking, this is KKFT, where's the politics? You know, you folks who email and say, and write and the station and say, this is what Potter should be talking about. Well, this segment is just for you, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, the thing that strikes me about her is that before she went up against the president, mainstream media had always represented Marjorie Taylor Greene as some crazy off-the-wall fringe member of Congress who says crazy things, right? In the news, we saw that, the late night shows that have not been funny for over 10 years constantly had her in their monologues. She was portrayed as a laughingstock on MSNBC and CNN, CBS. And now, since she turned on the president, she's suddenly a valued representative who speaks the truth. You know, MSNBC has been quoting her in the news constantly now as the voice of wisdom and reason.
But, John, how do you know that?
Well, my wife watches MSNBC. It's on a lot. That's what I walk the cats outside. That's why I got the cat walking carriage. It's a real no holds barred. Continuously, as we all know, on President Trump and the media, of course, I see and I hear it every day, and I'm sure you do too. You know, George Orwell wrote an essay. It's called Politics in the English Language, and I won't go into it now, but it's an absolute must read. The words you use can actually be used to orient somebody's thinking one way or the other. Example, every morning I wake up, I go to my cell phone and I do the news feed thing. I hit Google and then I just scroll through everything that is sent to me, Google News. And I've noticed something for many years now, ever since Trump got into politics, if there's a story about anything concerning President Trump, for most all media outlets, it is going to be skewed in such a way, and I'm not saying anything new here, you know that, but it's skewed in such a way that if I had not been paying attention, I might just believe what I'm fed, because...
Well, don't you understand? These are professional journalists. These people who know the world, so they must have the absolute answer as to what's really going on.
So anyway, I meant to bring this up a couple of weeks ago. It still bothers me. You are aware of what President Trump pulled off with Israel and Hamas. He pulled off something that even Bill Clinton or Joe Biden, even Hillary Clinton, Condoleezza Rice, they're all praising Donald Trump for having accomplished what happened ending the warfare in the Middle East. Not the network news. I cannot name you a single human being who has ever lived on this planet of whom I've ever heard who has been able to bring peace to as many conflicts as President Trump has done, the latest being Israel and Hamas. Nobody thought that was possible. Two sides that hate each other, and President Trump did something nobody thought could happen. So the news feed on the cell phone, you know, how I always talk to you about, I can't believe how they bias the articles, you know, any way they can against Donald Trump or anybody in his administration or even positively connected to Donald Trump. Well, here was the headline I saw last month after he created peace in the Middle East. Now, this headline said Israel nominates Trump. And the article reads, Speaker Amir Ohana announced Israel's intention to nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize next year. Next year, because he didn't get it this year, which I thought, wow, how do you overlook something so obvious? You can't name me a single person who in less than a year has ended as many conflicts as Donald Trump has ended or played a significant role in ending. So anyway, back to the article. Speaker Amir Ohana announced Israel's intention to nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize next year, citing his, get this, alleged role in diplomatic efforts. I'm sorry, his alleged role? Do you hate Donald Trump so much you cannot give him credit with the Nobel Prize for Peace? And this article says Trump's alleged role in diplomatic efforts. Let me ask you something. If Obama, Clinton, Biden, Condoleezza Rice, you have four people who hate President Trump saying that he did a great thing here with Israel and Hamas, but you as a journalist, you talk about Trump's alleged role in diplomacy. How much bias proof do you need? Alleged role. Well, I'm going to have to pretty soon go to the alleged bathroom. And after that, I'm going to check with my alleged producer, Craig, and maybe later we'll take some alleged calls here. Yesterday, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted in favor of a resolution condemning socialism, with several Democrats crossing the aisle to rebuke socialist policies in the U.S. 86 Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the measure in a 285-98 vote. The 98 votes supporting socialism were Democrats, and darn the news media. I have searched and searched, and I cannot find. TV news used to do this. When some big vote happened in D.C., they would tell you how our local representatives and senators voted on that particular issue. They never do that anymore. And online, I want to see how all the representatives in our area, Nevada or nearby states, voted. I want to know where the socialists are around us, you know? But it raises, I guess, a question or two about what is the status of socialism in America. And I think it kind of depends on how old you are. When did you go to school? If you went to school a while ago, they talked to you about capitalism and socialism and the strengths and the weaknesses of each, and you, like most Americans, converted to the wisdom of the free market of capitalism. But if you're a younger person, if you came out of school recently, I think you kind of get a different sort of message. The numbers in the United States, 35% of Democrats have a favorable view of socialism, just 20% have a negative view, and 45% are unsure. Only 1 in 5 Democrats is opposed to socialism, and especially the younger Democrats are more likely to say, we really should embrace this. And if you look at the dynamic energy of this, the embracers of socialism, they seem to be getting larger crowds and louder cheers than the old traditional ones. You look at AOC, she's been out there traveling with Bernie Sanders, both expressing their socialist interests, and both of them hosted this big football stadium rally for Mamdani. And where that goes for America, we'll see down the road. I guess my thought is that wouldn't socialism make us less free? Doesn't it make government more powerful? Well, the government would control the means of production. You wouldn't own a business. The government would. The government would determine what compensation you should receive and what property you're entitled to occupy. They would control everything, all aspects of property and currency, and then allocate those where they wanted. So socialism would make the government dramatically more powerful, and I'm against that. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about amazing new things at a great golf course in the area. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 10:45.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. Current temperature in Reno, speaking of weather, 42 degrees. Going to be a warmer day today than it was yesterday. Folks, Silver Oak Golf Course is an award-winning and challenging 18-hole course. It's nestled in the foothills of the Sierra, just off West College Parkway in Carson City. And we're checking in on what's going on in there. I think something new. But Kim Dandos is on the phone from Silver Oak Golf Course. Is that a good description, Kim, of Silver Oak?
Hi, John. Yeah, it sure is. I also have my director of tournaments and events with us, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
We are.
Hi.
Yes.
We're just basically one of the nicest public golf courses here in the area. We pride ourselves in maintaining a very nice golf course, and it is challenging with the hills course up by the hospital. When you drive down the highway, you have a nice view of it. We are probably, what'd you say? We're pretty popular golf course, I would say, for the area.
So modest. You have a sale. We're going to talk about that at the end of this to keep people listening. I just want to introduce the place to folks. The Google reviews, let me see here, 163 Google reviews, average 4.5 out of 5, which is nice. Not many grouches there. But I like this one. Somebody writes, this course is 60% cowboy movie set and 40% nice residential golf. The fairways and the greens were in great condition. First off, cowboy set?
You know, that must be all the Americana and collection that the Richards family has displayed here at the golf course. We're full of 50s and 60s memorabilia. People get a real kick out of it when they come here.
Well, you have old Cadillacs that are like range targets. Is that right?
Yeah, we used to. We took them out recently, just due to the high water tables now here in our area, due to the wonderful rain we've been having. The Cadillac started to rust, and so for maintenance and for range cleanup and mowing, we had to remove them. But we're in the process of working on our range and doing something creative.
So obviously you've changed up the place. What else would you like to talk about at Silver Oak Golf Course? Any other changes, Kim?
Yeah, you know, we added a golf simulator 3 years ago. We had a really hard winter, and we put in a simulator. People can call in and make tee times on our simulator all winter. We have food and beverage up and running full-time. We have football. We have lots of TVs and a nice bar, great view of the mountains. So it's a nice place to hang out and watch some football or play golf, have a good burger.
Do you still have some wildlife that walks around on the golf course? Somebody told me you would see that now and then in the mix.
Yeah, we get the deer and the coyotes and lots of hawks, occasionally some eagles. We seem to have a lot of variety of ducks that come and live on our ponds. But, you know, just cute. With the population growth, we're seeing a little less of the deer. But we still get them down here.
Well, that growth you're talking about now, that review mentioned the term residential golf, and you are in a residential development in Carson City. The Silver Oak development began, I think, in the early 90s, has a little over, 1,200 homes. And I believe one of the stories we had in our news recently is the city approved 92 new townhomes out there, too, alongside North Carson Street. What's the latest on that in the residential area there?
Yeah, we part of our golf course, the back nine leads through kind of a residential area. The townhomes are not on the golf course. They're off the golf course. Okay. But, you know, as we know, Northern Nevada is growing a lot, and we are owned by Silver Oak Development, so sure. That's what they do. They build houses, and so a few of the lots around our golf course are owned by them, and like the townhomes are going up. But as far as the golf course, yeah, we weave through a section of homes, very nice homes in the Silver Oak Development.
Like that. Yeah, Kim, can people still host like an event there? Like I've been to a wedding there. And you have you still have that event center at Silver Oaks?
Yeah, Megan is the one that handles all of our parties and events. We are booked for Christmas parties this year. We do parties throughout the year. Really a variety of parties, retirement parties. We no longer are in the wedding business because the golf business has grown so much since COVID. We eliminated the wedding side of the business, okay. But we do a lot of parties.
Awesome. Okay, the sale. What's the sale, Kim?
Well, Megan and I have put together a really nice pro shop, and because Carson City doesn't have a golf store, we have put together a pro shop that pretty much meets the needs of every golfer. Every year at the end of the season, starting November 1st, we have a month-long sale. Really good prices on everything, 30, 40, 50% off. We basically clear out all of our stock as we prepare for the new inventory for 2026.
And this is the time, huh?
It's a great sale, yeah. Like I said, you know, if you want to keep your money in town, you want to keep it local, give us a chance. You know, if you want to buy something really cool for your golfer in your life, we have a lot of nice things to purchase. And I'm not talking about expensive things. I'm talking about $25, $30, $40. You can find something here for the golfer in your life.
And, of course, you have the restaurant out there. You mentioned that. And the 19th hole is the watering hole. I saw the menu. $5 beers at a golf course. Not bad. And pool tables out there. I don't know if I'm missing anything. You took the Cadillacs out. But it's otherwise a great time to go, and everybody's invited at Silver Oak Golf Course. And that is just straight off, North Carson Street by what, College?
College Parkway, yeah. Yep.
College Parkway, yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you called in to tell us about this sale. Benefits our listeners out there, especially out there in Carson City. We didn't let Megan talk.
Megan.
Kim said everything that needs to be said.
I wish somebody would say that to me. All right. Well, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking with you both. And go strong, Silver Oak Golf Course. What a beautiful, the beautiful backdrop of the mountains and everything. And almost a museum at that place. I love it. Silver Oak Golf Course. Folks, stop by for the sale. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News right here. We're going to be back with a comedian coming up. He's appearing at the Carson Nugget. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:58.